Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee. We're off on a morning adventure, and our preseason peak at SCA football continues as we head on into Oregon County and talk with their Bobcat head coach, Briar Hancock. How we doing, Coach?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. I tell you what, you know, it's that time of year again, so you've got, you know, some new kids that's moving in as freshmen, and how'd the summer go?
You know, it went good. We got better, you know, every single day that we had a, you know, walk through a short practice or a, you know, a scrimmage or camp. So, you know, as a coach, you can't be more pleased and you know, the growth that we've made as a team this summer.
Well, you've got several that's returning and, you know, with experience. And is that kind of, are you seeing the growth that from last year to this year? From summer to summer?
Yeah. You know, obviously those kids are going to get bigger, faster, and stronger from a year ago and, you know, more experienced as, you know, as the year goes on. And, you know, those older guys do a good job of holding the standard. And we have a bunch of freshmen and sophomores that have came in and really starting to compete for spots. And, you know, our practices look a lot different because last year, just with numbers,
there
wasn't much competition in certain spots. And, I want to say just about every spot offensively and defensively, you know, you got two or three guys that are trying to fight for a spot. So it's a lot more intense. You know, the guys are starting to really come around to want to go out and compete and practice. And, you know, we see that in the scrimmages that we were able to go to this summer. So, you know, hopefully that stuff transitions into, you know, our first day here.
Well, your quarterback now, he's got a year under his belt. And, you know, there's no doubt he can sling it. And has he had a pretty good summer and camp?
You know, Devin decided not to play this year.
Ouch.
Yeah, and you know, and he was a big athlete for us that did a lot for us. Dawson Harris has filled the role for us this year. He played well. You're probably familiar with him. He was kind of thrown into the fire at Mountain View week three his freshman year, and you know, and his freshman year, I can't really give him a fair shot, you know, because he was learning offense, learning how to be a leader, and you know, now as he's a junior now, he's done a really good job for us this summer. Runs the option game really well, and has tried to be, you know, that guy in the huddle that people look to and depend on as a leader. So, you know, when, you know, obviously stuff like that happens all the time, and it's unfortunate, but you know, Harris has done a really good job for us this summer.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're all small schools. And, one player moves out or, you know, doesn't play or gets hurt. I mean, it's kind of like it's a sudden change. And having people to be able to step in and just keep it rolling is very important. Now, as we get ready to head, you're going to be in the Mountain Grove Jamboree, which is the 23rd. Are there still some positions that players are battling for that you haven't awarded yet?
Yeah, you know, and right now we're at that point where there's some, you know, some solidified spots. We didn't graduate anybody on the offensive line, and we brought in you know, a few guys that from that younger class that have really pushed for starting spots. You know, so offensive line I think is going to be our strength offensively in the backfield. You know, this is a kind of a luxury we haven't had. We have four or five guys right now that are trying to get that week one nod. So, you know, they all bring something different to the table. And, you know, offensively right now, our competition is really high. Defensively, you know, we're in the same boat. We have five or six guys at the linebacker spot that all do something different and all bring something to the table. And, you know, they are, you know, competing every single day that we get a chance to go out and practice. And, hopefully, you know, that gets solidified here in the next couple of days. But, you know, the standards set, you know, the expectations are there. And now the competition level has only increased since summer ends. And now we roll into full camp.
Yeah. And, of course, again, that Jamboree, you folks want to get a look. Mountain Grove, Thayer, Willow Springs, and Houston will be part of that Jamboree. But week one. Who's your opponent, and, you know, have you been able to kind of look at them very much at this point of the season?
Yeah, week one we go to Hayti, and that's been, you know, a team that we've played in the past. Week one, you know, they're just athletic, and they always have been. I wanted to say last year they were fairly young, had a new coach, and this year I want to say they brought back most of their coaching staff from the years previous when we played them, offensively and defensively. So, you know, we're kind of expecting the same thing out of them on both sides of the ball and on special teams. But, you know, they always have a few guys that will get out and just try to burn you. You know, they're, you know, in the offensively, they're, you know, passing threat deep. They usually have a mobile quarterback who does things on his legs, with his legs, and you know, does a good job in the passing game for them. And you know, week one, a lot of people, you know, may overlook it, but usually they're a spread no huddle team. So getting those guys in shape to go and play that defensively is huge for us, and knowing our assignment and our alignment and still bringing that physicality.
Yeah, and one thing that's going to, you know, play to your advantage as of here it is, you know, on this day, but, you know, last year you didn't have a lot of depth. This year it sounds like you're going to have a little bit more depth to be able to give a kid a breather, or be able to pull him off to the sideline and coach him up without using a timeout. And that's huge, isn't it?
Yes. It's, you know, especially in Class 1 football, if you get a lot of, you know, one-way guys, you know, chances are, you know, in the fourth quarter you're going to have that extra, you know, gas to go out and finish the game. And you know, we relied on a lot of kids to go both ways last year. And you saw that week one through four, maybe even five, where, you know, they need the breather. We just didn't have the guys to go out and get them.
Right.
You know, and this year I think we do. I want to say offensive line-wise, we have one guy that plays both ways. So, you know, and that's a big deal.
Yes.
Our quarterback, we're going to try to limit him defensively. Our running backs, we have maybe two or three that play defense too. So, you know, and the defensive guys is the same boat. So, you know, and that's the biggest thing. When people talk about me, what's the difference of this year and last year, I think it's number one, competition, and number two, we have guys now that can play either side of the ball just one way. And you know, that's a big deal moving forward, and especially for us when, you know, looking in the long run when we go into districts.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great thing to have, because as we all know, you know, anything can happen. Freak accidents, you know, and staying healthy and being able to, you know, people look at me like I'm crazy, but it's huge when a coach can coach players, you know, say your defense is off on the sideline or a group of them, and your D coordinator can be, hey, look, boys, here's what they're trying to do, you know, and you can kind of fix things without having to stop the game, and it just, it's a blessing to have.
Yes, and not trying to make 1,000 adjustments at halftime, and
right,
and you know, you can do it, you know, in the next series or what have you, when somebody else goes in and rotates with that guy or whatever, you know, and a lot of people don't, you know, they just see the wins and losses, but you know, in the big scheme of things, just having those guys play one way and getting able, you know, being able to, like you said, talk to those guys on the sideline and fix those mistakes, and now we have the luxury of technology where you can just pull it up, you know, live, and show them what they're doing wrong or what they did right. You know, we didn't have that last year. All those guys played three phases, you know, the Ironman football that we're so accustomed to. And, you know, if you look at the history of Thayer football and its success, a lot of those teams had one-way guys. So,
right.
You know, I think, you know, eventually we'll get back to that point where we have 5, 6, 7 guys play one way. You know, I think we're on a good track of that right now.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock, hey, we appreciate you speaking with us, hanging with us, and we'll be chatting with you again on the Friday Morning Coaches Show once the season gets rolling. Be safe. Good luck on the 23rd, and go Bobcats.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Thanks for your coverage.